This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The theme of 2016 has been the triumph of individual will coming together for destiny on our side. On the enemy side, it has been one of abject delusion and arrogance.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask?
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country.
The enemy's confidence is one of its greatest weaknesses, and they're about to learn that in spades. People always say, oh, Wall Street's pure evil on the left, on the right. No, Wall Street can do no wrong. No. Big mega banks and big brokerage firms that are above the law, pushing gun control, pushing globalism, pushing transferring our sovereignty into international bodies, they control, is conquest, is crony capitalism, is wrong. But most of Wall Street is middle and small-time firms, and even some big ones that are family-owned, controlled, that do want prosperity, and they're doubling down on Trump. They want the prosperity. They want the boom. They want the tax cuts. And the word is, Trump's going to freeze spending in the first year just to stabilize things. And he is intending by year four to begin cutting. And by the way, what he wants to do, he's going to try. This isn't talk. You're going to see if he gets his way and we get behind him. Cutting spending while revenue swells. And of course, Krugman is flipping out today saying, this is an administration of white nationalists. Guess what he said in the New York Times in 1998? You cannot make this up. This is when Dinosaur Media was telling itself, don't worry, in an article about the internet, we're still going to be dominant. Remember back in the late 90s, the media was discussing would they be made obsolete, which has now happened? This is Ed Paul Krugman. The growth of the internet will slow drastically as the flaw in the law, McAfee's law, which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants, because apparent most people have nothing to say to each other. By 2005 or so, it will become clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. I made that sound real scientific and real smart, like an economist would, who's giving you a false system. But has the internet gotten bigger or smaller? It's gotten tens of thousands of times logarithmically, exponentially bigger. And they say it's only going to get bigger as it ties into the Internet of Things exponentially as well, by the very architecture of how the internet was built. And by the early 1990s, all the big tech giants had already envisioned the current system we're under. But Krugman writes a piece of trash a couple times a week, sits around getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and thinks he's a rocket scientist. We don't need make-work projects and infrastructure, because it looks like he's hiring people that are going to privatize. That's what you've been doing, chump. Giving the contracts to private companies is how we're going to get the jobs going, not just shipping it overseas or paying off debts that don't exist. You know, all these monolithic fiat derivatives debts that should just be triaged. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup in 100-plus years has ever recorded. And they're already announcing they're going to raise interest rates. They've already done it once to try to stall this. But now that it's not just globalists going to give themselves all the 0% money, it's time for the people to get some of that. And Trump wants to keep it low. They say, oh, the economy's overheating. Trump's been president-elect for 40 days. He'll be in at 29, and we can't allow an overheating. So we're just going to have to raise it maybe two or three more times before he gets in, hoping it ends this Trump run. Crony capitalism is not letting us compete so we can be controlled. It's ending. That's why they're so mad. The globalists have been selling off this country and talking about what geniuses they are for decades. No, what's yours is a bunch of backstabbing traitors that sold out the country that had over half the world's wealth till you got control of it. Oh, yeah, comprende that. This is the InfoWar, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this short break.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
Days out from the seating of the 45th President of the United States of America. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours on this global transmission Wednesday, the 28th day of December, 2016. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson will be hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive. All the latest breaking news and information. And I'll be here for the next 3 hours. Okay, I have done a lot of preparation for today's transmission. There's a lot of news I didn't get to yesterday that I've got to cover today, and I've got to get to today's news. It is all so incredibly important. Now, I said I'd do this yesterday, and I did cover it some, but I'm really, at the bottom of the hour, going to break down this whole AI revolution takeover that is designed to be anti-human and designed to displace the population. I know you know that, but I want to really put out an emergency warning to folks with the latest intel. So that's bottom of the hour. I will absolutely cover it. So stay with us for that. That said, Obama is preparing to announce military action, cyber attacks, and new sanctions any day now against Russia in an attempt to create a huge diplomatic crisis ahead of President Trump getting into office. And I've got to tell you, Obama's acting like they never intend for Trump to get into office. The shoot down clearly with a surface-to-air missile of the Russian airliner. That's three they've shot down the last year and a half. And then, of course, ISIS releases videos of them firing the missiles. Russia keeps saying it's not terror because Russia doesn't want to be drawn into a larger war with NATO. The killing of the Russian ambassador, other diplomats, now the killing of one of the top people in NATO yesterday, executed in Belgium on the side of the street. This Cold War is starting to go hot. Russia just signed a deal with Turkey and with Syria for peace. This has the globalists in Saudi Arabia very upset. They plan to topple that nation. That's why Obama's gone next level. Regardless of what you think about Israel, this is meant to destabilize the world and cause a large Middle East war that will kill the economy. Bare minimum, could lead to a nuclear war. If anyone's successful, Israel's stated operation is the Samson option to nuke all of their enemies if Israel begins to fall. That means if Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and other areas are being overrun and if military bases are being overrun, Israel has a total commitment in the Mediterranean and in the Persian Gulf to have their submarines surface and fire short, medium, and long-range ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. 400 is the old number. The word is Israel's got over 600 modern hydrogen bombs, hydrogen warheads. Give you an example of what a modern weapon system does. It's between 50 and 200 times stronger than the A-bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And if the fallout cloud comes your way, you are going to be dying in a couple days of excruciating pain as all of your fast-growing cells die and blood pours out of every orifice. Of course, the Bible says that World War III will begin in Israel and will start in Syria. And it appears Obama is trying to make that happen. And the establishment churches are doing nothing to stop it. They're like, praise Jesus, end of the world's here. Scotty's going to beam us up any minute. We'll be up there with Captain Kirk and Spock and the Archangel, Keebler. But you're not going to fight the abortion or the devil worship or the mark of the beast. No, no, no. And God's going to say, I don't know you. But those little devils that run your churches, they will certainly say they know you, won't they? So that's coming up today. And meanwhile, we've got people like Chris Hayes are hard to tell apart on state-sponsored, government-funded. Oh, yeah, they get more government funds than the NPR, MSNBC. He's worried that Trump could, quote, literally, this is a quote, literally trigger nuclear Armageddon while Obama does everything he can with Soros to destabilize all the Middle East, Africa, Eastern Europe, into Central Asia. Turkey and Pakistan are doing missile tests against each other. North Korea's running around with his tongue hanging out. There's been major realignments with the U.S. and Japan and Russia. China is aligned with other BRICS nations and is openly threatening to invade islands in the South China Sea. I mean, it's getting wild. And don't worry, there's always the inversion of reality, a bunch of racist, fascistic, pseudo-intellectual
frauds like Chris Hayes are running around saying Trump wants war when Trump, even top liberal professors that are the heads of universities have come out and said, look, I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. Trump wants detente. I'm for Trump. Remember those clips on CNN? You'd never see those professors back again. They'd say the left is 10 times worse than McCarthy ever was. This is crazy. You're starting wars everywhere. Cy Hirsch, big liberal, comes on this show, talks about how our own military has been blocking Obama starting World War III for 4 years. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, coming on this show because he knows the intelligence agencies listen, and he wanted to thank this show and the patriots and our government and the Russian government from stopping a nuclear war, ladies and gentlemen. But you see, the globalists are mad. They're trying to go full steam ahead. So here is the complete upside down.
Trump's comments about nuclear weapons have experts worried he could literally inadvertently trigger a catastrophe. Imagine we're in a crisis. If he recklessly tweets, people could read these things in the worst possible light. Nuclear nonproliferation expert Jeffrey Lewis told the Washington Post, adding the North Koreans have a plan to use nuclear weapons very early in a conflict. They're not going to wait around. Joining me now, Charlie Pierce, writer at large for Esquire. And Charlie, you know, I have not thought as much about nuclear weapons in a long time as I have been thinking about them in the last few weeks.
These people are such hack frauds that they sit up there with well-known leftist writers who in the past would tell the truth, and now they sit there and act like it's Trump and the nationalist movements worldwide that are bringing us to the edge of war, when it's the globalists who've always held the planet hostage since the 40s to the threat of nuclear war if we don't give over national sovereignty. Basically, the Rothschilds, who would finance all sides of major wars, sometimes up to three sides in Europe, learned, why not just use the wars to bring the planet to the edge of total destruction and then hold everyone hostage and say, capitulate to this big multinational group of banks or you're going to die in a larger global conflict. Enter the doomsday option. Let's play another clip, though. This is where Krauthammer speaks some truth to all this. What does the UN do? Saudi Arabia and several other Gulf despotic states that wrote the book on slave labor, slave harems, black slavery, total oppression, public executions for no reason. Women are allowed to be raped, and if they complain, they're charged with the rape, with adultery. The men aren't. They're on the UN Human Rights Board, and they're the states that are now voting to go after Israel. And I'm going to explain something to everybody that has been brainwashed to hate Israel just out of hand. Do you understand that this will cause a wider war, and Israel isn't going anywhere unless there's a nuclear war? And that'll really put a little bit of a crimp in the whole thumb-at-the-mouth anti-Israel diatribe. Just like I'm against war with Russia. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect. Doesn't mean Russia doesn't have its problems. Russia's not starting anything right now. Israel's a little bitty tiny country, expanding a few square miles a year into land they took back in the 60s. Meanwhile, the Muslims have invaded Syria and are stealing tons more land and murdering people en masse, and I don't hear a word out of the left or the trendy ultra-right wing or anybody. Because you're not intellectuals. All you know how to do is say Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. Until I want to throw up. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Krauthammer saying, hey, let's just get rid of the UN, let's pull out of it, and I totally agree.
Americans are not aware of the fact that we pay about a quarter of the freight of the UN. So we're paying
22%, something.
We're paying an organization that spends half its time, more than half its time, and energy and resources and bureaucracy trying to attack the only Jewish state on the planet, a tiny little speck, while genocide, mayhem, murder, terrorism is going on all over the world. It's an obsession that to an outside observer appears to be insane. Why are we doing this? And the rest of the time is spent undermining the United States and democracy and our allies around the world. It is an organization that exacerbates tensions. It does not assuage them. It was born in hope. The end of the Second World War, it turned out to be a disaster. Any move to minimize our support for it, any move to get it out of the U.S. Imagine if headquarters were in Zimbabwe, the amount of weight and coverage it would get, it would be zero. I think that's good real estate in downtown New York City, and Trump ought to find a way to put his name on it and turn it into condos.
Krauthammer just told the truth there completely. I mean, Israel's not perfect. Israel's had some human rights abuses. Israel has, you know, bombed civilian populations with high-tech weapons. But after they're attacked, I mean, in World War II, we bombed non-military targets like Dresden and killed 500,000 people in one night because they didn't know the bombers were coming. And I'm not saying that was a good thing. The point is that there's no measurement of the craziness of Islam and the millions it's killing every year and the total enslavement, and then these same dirtbags that are attacking us and doing all these horrible things and running over people point at us with this moral high ground and talk about Israel all day. It's ridiculous. The UN itself, just Google UN sex trade, UN murder. I've read New York Times articles where they admit the UN goes into African countries and is trying to push villagers off their land because they're going to make their land a carbon sink, meaning if the government's going to have a mine over here, you know, on 1,000 acres, they've got to take 10,000 acres off, literally. And so they just go in, and if the villagers don't leave, the UN troops mow them down. And the New York Times was, boy, there's some excesses in saving the earth, but maybe it's worth it. What? See, we're not humanizing the thousands of villagers. I mean, I'm talking sometimes per town. Just look into the UN in Burma, and I mean, they admittedly in one week killed 4,000 people. It was like 20 years ago, but it's a well-known example. Just to take their land for a mine. Oh, but they called it an environmental preserve. 9 times out of 10, you hear that with, say, Save Our Springs in Austin. They took 20,000, then 30,000, another 10,000. I mean, it's something like 60-plus thousand acres they took west of Austin and south of Austin, beautiful prime real estate from farmers and ranchers and loggers, cedar choppers is what they're called, and took it off limits for 4 or 5 years and then turned around and built huge mansions all over it and golf courses. And the point is they stole it. They took it by adverse possession and didn't pay people 2 cents on the dollar what it was worth. Then they turned around a few years later and sold it off to their friends. And mayors like Kirk Watson that presided over it would then become state senators. I've personally seen this at point blank range. So here's the deal. You can't just say Israel does some heavy-handed things and then sit there and watch people blow their kids up and just ignore it. And then there's this bubble of mind control by the corporate media, the universities, the liberals, and everybody, where hating Israel, I mean, foaming at the mouth about Israel, becomes their religion. So I'm going to get to the latest on Russia, the latest on the economy. I'm going to play excerpts of Obama's Pearl Harbor speech that was so true, so beautiful, so powerful, written by another famous speechwriter. They admit that. And it makes you want to love Obama, but you got to remember everything he stands for in action is the opposite of what he's pushing. I will play it in the third hour because I was driving home listening to it on Fox, on XM, and I got home and even stopped and listened to the end of it, and it was bringing tears to my eyes because it was so beautifully written, but it's the opposite of what Obama stands for. So there's that paradox where he sounds good, and then his proxies run around and do all these horrible, evil things. So that's coming up. Also, Daria, who speaks fluent Russian, has taken a big Russian national TV show I was on last week, and she's taken some excerpts of it and translated it into English because I found it more interesting what the hosts are saying, not what I'm saying. So most of it is what they had to say. We're going to be playing that coming up. You know what? We're going to do it in this hour because it ties into what Putin's talking about. And you know, Putin coming out and saying, quit being sore losers, Democrats. You're absolutely pathetic. You know, you lost 900 seats in your state houses. You lost Senate seats, House seats. You lost a bunch of governors. Records. I mean, record collapse. Total realignment politically, despite Democrat fraud everywhere. They knew the realignment was coming. It's why they were so panicked. Oh, we're going to win. Trump's a fraud. He's a racist. Oh, it's going to be a landslide. Oh, we're going to shut the free press down once we get in, though. And notice they lost. And so they are in total war mode now. That's coming up. But speaking of race garbage, almost all white supremacist groups that I've encountered and protested more than 20 times, it later comes out, are led by federal informants who are felons and who work for the FBI. Sometimes they are actual FBI, Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL. I mean, it's crazy. I've gone out and protested the Klan and Aryan Nations and people, and you're like, literally, that guy genetically looks like he was born in Israel. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the false flags. The black guy that put the N-word on the neighbor's garage, or the Islamic women who keep admitting they lied, nobody said stuff to them because they were wearing hijabs. False flags are what goes on. And, I mean, I've gone out, we've got the film somewhere around here, and I'm like, this looks like the cast of Seinfeld up here in Nazi uniforms. And then later it comes out, that's exactly what's happening. I'm not anti-Israel, but I don't like leftist Jews running around dressed up in Nazi outfits, stirring up racial tension in the country so they can bring in a race war and then their communist utopia that the left's pushing, like the Jewish communist professor who has now made Reuters, Pennsylvania professor under fire for white genocide tweet, white communist professor advocates white genocide at Drexel University, and he has a class called The Problem of Whiteness. Similar classes are taught nationwide, saying, all I want for Christmas is white genocide. So let's get down to facts. Montana lawmakers denounced plans for neo-Nazi rally, and they're calling for it to basically be banned, and they're calling for violence against it. Now notice, real liberals always put up with the dumbass KKK, excuse me, Lord, with the moronic, idiotic KKK going around acting like fools. And for 30, 40 years, there's been almost no real KKK. It's admitted more feds at a KKK rally or meeting than there, you know, are actual KKK morons. And again, the other little splinter Nazi groups and stuff, it almost always turns out are leftist run, communist run, left-wing Jewish run, you name it, to create a climate of race fear so they can all play the part of victims. So that's why the white supremacist groups online hate me so much, is they're admittedly Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, front groups. You quote, you cannot eat here. Hawaii Cafe riles residents with ban on Trump voters. Please, if you aren't for free speech and you don't support elections in this country, please tell me those that, of course, it's discriminatory, but that's fine. I want to discriminate against you with not bringing you my money. So please tell me that I'm not welcome. If you vote for Trump, you cannot eat here. No Nazis. Well, you're the ones acting like Nazis, saying you want to resist service. Oh, but, you know, just like Trump's anti-Semitic, and now we're told he works for Israel because he doesn't want to blow Israel off the map. You cannot eat here. Hawaii Cafe riles residents with ban on Trump votes. Ties into Montana lawmakers basically denounce plans for neo-Nazi rally. And they say you will find no safe haven. It goes on. CNBC's John Harwood blames white fear for dim shrinkage under Obama. Well, I mean, there might be some of that because it's open war on white people by the establishment, but most minorities aren't stupid. They understand this is total attempted division being played here by a desperate group. But you do add it to the funding of professors all over the country, mainly white. I've seen the countless videos we played of like black and Hispanic students with their mouths hanging open as, you know, some white guy gets up and goes, whites are inherently evil and need to be eradicated. You're an effing white male. Well, you're an effing white male. This is insanity. This is the essence of mindless racism. I mean, just look at this little sniveling nerd, white professor, white communist professor advocates white genocide. Communists always use racial division in racially diverse countries. They'll use religious division in others. It's called divide and conquer. And this guy thinks he's smarter than you. foundation-funded operatives probably doesn't even believe what he says. What a sniveling piece of trash. We'll be back with the big news on Obama gearing up for war with Russia ahead of Trump getting in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, folks are calling Trump a genius because he bypasses the mainstream media using his Twitter and his own press conferences directly to the people. I think that's what you call common sense when the mainstream media doesn't have hardly any viewers and are known liars and are known to spin everything you say. That's why I refuse almost all interviews with MSM now, because it's a complete waste of time. And they have dwindling audiences. I recently did one with a Vice producer because he is the only libertarian left on Vice and has done some fair reports. And he basically admitted to me, yeah, if I don't have some negative stuff on you here, they're not going to air it. And I said, that's fine. I don't care. You know. In fact, I said, I'm not going to do this on purpose, but I said, I tend to act goofy up here at night. You know, he wanted me to go around and talk about art that was hanging on the walls. And I was just completely myself and didn't put on an act. And I wasn't geeking out for Vice. I just don't care. By the way, I keep getting calls about this every day. People in the hallways that listen to the Joe Rogan podcast or watch it. It's an example of how the old media is dying. Joe's been doing his podcast for like 10 years. It's huge. Tens of millions of people a week watch it. And I've been friends with Joe since like 1998. Know him very, very well. Hung out with him countless times. He's gotten me tickets and gotten me into, you know, any UFC I wanted to see. So he's a great guy. And he just keeps saying, I'm told his newest one is, Alex, why aren't you on the show? Why aren't you here? I'm calling you out. Come on the podcast. I don't know if it's a game or what's going on. I got three phone numbers for Joe Rogan. And I text message him, and he doesn't respond. And then when I come on the air and talk about it, he says, hey, I'm here. Come on whenever you want. We'll open the place up at 2 a.m. And then I text back and I say, okay, I'm planning to be out in L.A. in the middle of January taking care of business. I'm ready to come on. Here's this week. No response. So I text him 5-6 more times. I'll show you the text. He doesn't respond back and then says, where's Alex Jones? So I know he gets a lot of phone calls. He's got a lot of cell phones. People give out a cell phone all the time. He's having new ones. I'm sure it's lack of communication or something. But Joe, I've already got stuff going on now. And I got to go out to Florida and I got to go to some other places, obviously, the next few weeks. But let's say in February, you name the time, Joe. This is how it works. Joe Rogan, you name the time. Any day of the week, anytime you want, I'm on a plane to Los Angeles to come on your podcast. Boom, it's done. So the ball's in your court. Love you, Joe. I haven't seen Joe in about a year since he was here in town. I mean, I always interview him when he's here. I've never been on his podcast. When I think for 10 years, I get talked about on every podcast. So whatever. Joe's a real sweetheart. He's a super smart guy. Host of UFC, movie star. Host of Fear Factor for that news radio. One of the top five comedians in the country. He sells out stadiums of 20,000 people routinely. 20,000. Okay, let's stop right there. He's about as big as Dave Chappelle. But again, he's been around so long and got big so slow. It's kind of like this broadcast. People still don't. I still have people on the street 5 or 6 times the last week ask me, are you still doing your show and what's your day job? And I'm like, yeah, I reach about 41 million people a week conservatively. Yeah, I got a day job. I'm a wheat farmer. Or, yeah, I'm a school teacher at my day job. It's just funny. But I kind of like that, you know? I've just been here for 20 years. We've been reaching a lot of people for 20 years. It's exponentially growing. And we had 85 million people tune in conservatively over the election week, and people ask me, what is my day job? I like that. I actually kind of do. It's funny. It's funny. Okay, I said I'd get into AI. I just said I'd get into Russia. There's just too much on the plate, and I've got a guest coming up. It looks like the third hour is going to be a bunch of clips and really some of the key parts of this broadcast. So I want to just to illustrate the deception of Obama, play his very eloquent, thought-provoking speech at Pearl Harbor. I mean, it's something I would have written or that you would have written. It's somebody that really loves America, and it's coming out of this guy's mouth that wants to kill this country on record. The devil masquerades as an angel of light, doesn't he? You know, I still hear people bashing Japan for Pearl Harbor. Folks, I'm not defending what the Japanese did, and they were brutal to our troops. They did a lot of bad things in their arrogant country. But great people, but arrogant elites. We killed conservatively 8-9 million Japanese, and they killed maybe 150,000 Americans. I think we got even. They punched us in the nose, and we bashed their brains out and basically chopped them up in little pieces. Okay, they broke our nose. We cut them up in little pieces and dropped A-bombs on them. And I hear people 70-plus years later shooting their mouths off about the Japanese need to apologize and all this. They have apologized countless times. And I'm just personally sick of the Japanese bashing. And I had, my dad had family, you know, who died fighting the Japanese. The whole point is they were an honorable enemy overall compared to the globalists that creep around in the dark. I don't know why I digress on that front. I just constantly hear they don't apologize, or what's that prime minister doing there? He was there laying a wreath and paying his respects. This happened almost 80 years ago. 1941. And Japan is our big ally now against China. And Trump knows that. And it's a very good thing. Because China is going to be the big enemy, folks. You can mark your words. That's why Obama is trying to start a war right now with Russia. And, folks, this news is so big, so out of control, so real, that I don't feel like I'm doing any of this justice. I know you feel the same way. I mean, we're sitting here, those of us that are politically engaged, politically informed, those of us that care, those of us that know about the different geopolitical systems, and Pakistan and India are threatened to kill each other and having missile tests, and North Korea is more out of control than ever with some snot-nosed crazy person running it, Kim Jong-un. I see the same arrogance in Obama's eyes. They're clearly shooting down Russian aircraft using their proxy armies, surface-to-air missiles. They're clearly killing their ambassadors. And Obama says they're about to retaliate against Russia for the imaginary hacking, which they admit wasn't physical. They say Russian propaganda affected the U.S. RT hasn't had me on, other than Max Kaiser's show. He's produced by AP, so that's how that's able to happen. I was banned off RT 4 years ago because they had their license in the U.S. threatened by the State Department. And I told you all that. People are like, oh, yeah, right, Alex. Like, the State Department's involved in what you're doing on air. Notice my name is named by Hillary. I'm named by the president. I'm named in Congress. They signed a law Friday night saying they're going to put the Board of Governors of the FCC under the control of the Defense Department, the State Department, and the CIA, and they're coming after Drudge, Breitbart, and InfoWars. They're talking about banning the president off Twitter. This is serious business, folks. I don't just say these things. They'd have me on RT every week. And it's not that big an audience, RT America. It's on in like hotel rooms and a few cable systems. I mean, you know, cable's not big. There's thousands of channels. I told you Glenn Beck's thing would fail, being, you know, channel 2000 or something. I mean, I've been on big cable shows, almost no response. It's just not an audience. So I didn't even care when I went on RT. But they've said, we can't have you on anymore. This is off record. We've been threatened, blah, blah, blah. RT wouldn't even get involved in our election. It had a bunch of, like, almost pro-Hillary crap on it. Now, the foreign RT is gigantic because people trust it more, and it's on broadcast TV in Europe, in the UK. I mean, it's on everywhere. You go in bars and restaurants in London, RT's on. There's not a Russian in there. That's different. That's huge. Hundreds of millions of viewers a week. But the point is that they've been involved for a long time claiming Russia's involved domestically when Russia has almost no footprint here politically. I mean, they've got one of the weakest propaganda corps in the world. China's got tens of thousands of front companies. Their propaganda is in every big movie you see, folks. Rogue One's full of it. You name it, The Martian, Arrival, on and on and on. The Politburo in every episode saves America and saves the world. I mean, this is admitted. A close second, Saudi Arabia involved in our politics. The Pope, the Vatican, with all the millions of Catholics being told to vote against Trump. This was crazy foreign multinational intervention against Americans trying to get Americana back. And we were all told it was our fault and that we were Russian agents. And now, Washington Post, the big propaganda organ, Obama administration is close to announcing measures to punish Russia for election interference. The Obama administration is close to announcing a series of measures to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 presidential election. It's not just being stated as facts. See, kind of like Obamacare is free and 2 plus 2 equals whatever they say and you didn't build your business and nobody wants your guns. See, the media has gone from lying to pure lying. The Obama administration is close to announcing a series of measures to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 presidential election, including economic sanctions and diplomatic censure, according to U.S. officials. The administration is finalizing the details, which are expected to be include covert action that will probably invoke cyber operations, involve cyber operations, the official said. An announcement on the public elements of the response could come as early as this week. They are going to openly start turning the power off in Russia, folks. And they've got it embedded in chips worldwide and starting a war ahead of Trump getting in. And Russia's sitting there with their planes being shot down, their diplomats being killed, their ambassadors being killed, just being punched in the face. Gonna do something? Boom. Gonna do something? Gonna do something? Gonna do something? Russia's just sitting there with its country on the verge of collapse, infiltrators all over the place, all these countries surrounding it with jihad attacks, and just sitting there taking it, racing, waiting for Trump to get in, hoping he takes the foot off Russia's neck. And they're going to shoot down more planes the next 22 days. They're going to launch. They're going to kill more ambassadors. They're going to, and I guess Russia is going to probably start killing NATO people. To understand, it's NATO and the globalists and the EU that have hijacked America. Russia understands the players. You go on national Russian TV, but they, the people that advise Putin are on there explaining the whole thing. They get it completely. And U.S. intelligence gets what's happening. We've been hijacked by a multinational combine that wants to get us into a war with Russia, that sold us out to communist China. Now I want to hit all the AI news that I keep not getting to that's absolutely so critical into the next hour, and then I'll get back into all this. We have a guest joining us. He's always excellent when it comes to geopolitical analysis, James Leslie Rawls, formerly with Army Intelligence. I want to see where he thinks all this is going. We're also going to open the phones up for your questions or comments on this Russia situation specifically. You think I'm wrong? Think I'm right? Got something to add? Think I'm on the payroll of Israel because I don't want to have a nuclear war? Or maybe Russia. Maybe I'm on their payroll. You got to, you know, it's always somebody new each week. I just thought I wanted to have peace and security for my kids and wanted to have a nation based on justice. Now, we've got a special we're extending right through to New Year's Day, but it will end New Year's Day. Free shipping, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated seeds, or whether it's solar power and crank power shortwave and weather radios, or whether it's all sorts of quality preparedness items, the highest quality thermal sleeping bags, tents, storable foods, you name it, it's there. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items. Free shipping, and we have also 30 to 25% off on hundreds and hundreds of items. Living Defense, 30% off. Supernova Vitality, which is about to sell out, 30% off. Silver Bullet, that is sold out. Brain Force is about to sell out, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D3, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. And again, we've sold out of Silver Bullet, Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste, DNA Force, Child Ease, Biome Defense, 50 billion active. We have the 25 billion. It's just a half strength. It's also half the cost. Highest quality system out there to get your gut flora in proper alignment because of all the chemicals and herbicides and pesticides that are in our food. It kills our gut flora and just leaves the bad guys in there. That's why Biome Defense and a good probiotic is so key. We have that in the 25 billion strain. We have Super Mel Vitality is about to sell out. Brain Force about to sell out. Living Defense about to sell out. Biotrue Selenium about to sell out. Survival Shield about to sell out because we like to get rid of the inventory. So we have to pay inventory tax that Texas has. It calls it a franchise tax. It's a property tax on businesses. Why car dealerships in Texas have the best deals at the end of the year. Yeah, that's why everything is 30 to 40 to 50% off. Our lowest is 25% off. We've got 30% off on the liver cleanse detox that goes with the oxy powder where you take the 5 to 6 pills, the high level oxygen that flushes out your upper and lower intestine with the liver cleanse. And it is for myself personally and others, you just go research it. The gallstones, the rest of it is pretty darn spectacular on the sixth day. You can see Leanne McAdoo and others break that down at InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Free shipping store wide and a ton of specials, including that detox special with the liver cleanse, liver shield with the oxy powder. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. By the way, I didn't mention half the specials that are up there because of time constraints. You don't just get free shipping. You sign up for auto ship on things that obviously you want to reorder, like high-quality organic, high-mountain coffee from Chiapas, southern Mexico. It's like better than Guatemalan coffee. That's something that's auto ship. Vitamin B12, Secret 12, that's something you want on auto ship. Supermel Vitality, you want on auto ship. You can cancel any time. Additional 10% off. Get it reshipped every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have, obviously, the globalists trying to censor us, trying to block us. Your prayers are key. Your support. Spreading the word about our videos, our articles. You are the unstoppable force when you share the videos, when you share the articles, when you send them out on your email, when you post them to your Facebook or Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, get on the enemy platform to use it. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. Get on Facebook. Don't give it any info about you. Just hammer it with resistance. This is a war, a new kind of war, an info war. We're winning it and reestablishing the republic against the globalist multinationals that have hijacked the world. And the process of digging them out is now taking place, and we have the momentum and the initiative because we're exposing the fact that globalists are a foreign multinational power. That's why they claim we're that, because they always inverse reality. We'll be back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All right, let me me launch you into the technocracy. What's important to understand here is... The heart of the matter that we have to look at is that there is a planned, organized, global economic system being put in place where centralized AI computers are pre-programmed to control populations and to consolidate control over humanity and to phase out humanity. That is the predetermined, programmed goal of the modern technocracy that the globalists are establishing. And I made the film in 2006, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that shows the quotes, the books, the statements, the history of the modern globalist movement. So the endgame of their global governance is this metamorphosis and this transcendence into this omnipresent computer hive mind that disseminates itself into a smart dust to cover the planet and as a new god to control the evolution of humanity. You're going, whoa, that's Johnny Depp's movie a few years ago about AI. Exactly, they're throwing it in your face. The AI's good, it's going to take over, but you're bad and have to be exterminated to save the Earth so the new species can move forward, and most of you are profane. You don't deserve to move forward. This is the official battle plan, Ray Kurzweil, the globalist. It's all public. And I'm going to show you some news articles where they break all this down here in a moment. But first off, remember when I was telling you 20 years ago about cover up your webcam, it's watching you. Don't get OnStar, the FBI dials in without warrants to listen to you. When Facebook came out a decade ago, I pointed out it was really a CIA front company to get a database on everybody and then to practice AI computer systems to wire in everything you do to control your life. And now they admit all of this. Google admits it's an AI plan hatched 18 years ago. It's all being made public. And they're rolling out exactly what I said in my police state films, not because I was some really smart guy. They were writing this in white papers and telling us what they would do. Now they're coming out with little AI imperial probe droids with all the major companies, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and admitting these little devices in your house with Microsoft, its video game consoles, and in Microsoft's words, they want to dominate your life, dominate your household, and have this centralized system control all of your smart appliances that just so happen to be rolling out at this time and just so happen to interface with all these. Oh, but now there's a hacking problem, so we've all got to have an internet ID to stop all of this from happening and have a smarter AI computer in our house that can protect our home from the AI systems of other governments and corporations and companies that are going to try to break in. So it's an AI race now to keep ourselves safe from the hackers, from the corporations, and the other AI systems. So they lay the Trojan horse out on the plane. We bring the Trojan horse in to the nest. And then it begins to take over our lives and run every facet of what we do, making the old humans we were obsolete because we're so domesticated, so stupid, and even learn how to enjoy our own destruction and learn how to be phased out. We adapt to our own annihilation. We lose the power of language. We lose the power of communication. We lose the power of even bipedal movement through the AI smart home, smart device assistance. When we come back, I'm going to break it down in their own words where they admit it's the end of you and how wonderful it is straight ahead. They're now going from denying it to throwing it in your face to demoralize you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about